I'm Frank Vaughn. It's December 28th, 2024, and I come here to wish you a belated Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Generally speaking, things slow down between Christmas Day and the New Year. Usually this is a week. I often call it the non-week. But it's been quite eventful. And the first thing I want to talk about as a personal goal that I have going into 2025 is we need to really bring down the pressure. The vitriol, the attacks, the invective, the insults, the jumping to conclusion, the emotional outpouring that is becoming social media, and it appears the algorithm has changed yet again, at least on X, and it's bringing out even more of the toxicity, or at least that's what my feed is filled with, and I just don't think it's doing the world any good. I will try, and I will fail, but I will try again to be decent to everybody, to only speak if I've got something productive to say, and to try and avoid the insults and the invective. Now, if I seem a little slow, it's because we've been sick in this house for the last 2 weeks. I think I'm on the other side of it, but this particular bug that we have, it is fatiguing. I slept 11 hours last night. I'm ready for bed. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I could probably go have a nap right now. Characterized by body aches, a little bit of congestion. But man, it's definitely lingering, so I apologize if I'm a little stunted or I sound a little nasally. We need to make decency great again. Self-control, discipline. These are offshoots of delayed gratification, but just jumping down each other's throats, it's not helping anything. It's really not helping anything. Now, a couple of things that have happened in the last week and a half since I last made a video that I do want to comment on. The first is the ongoing joke, which is what I think it is, of Donald Trump taking over Canada. And then there's also what has been happening on X, the quote-unquote free speech platform. The first thing I want to dispense with is this idea that America is going to take over Canada. It would have to be a direct invasion because there's no mechanism. Even if Canada wanted to join the United States, and we don't, as a whole, we do not. One of the defining characteristics of Canada that is still left to us because this government that's in power now that has made a joke of this country, that has made it so the incoming American president can so make fun of us, can so mock us, he's reduced us to a joke. Make no mistake that the laughingstock of the world is Canada, and it is because of Justin Trudeau and his partner, Jagmeet Singh. We are not respected anymore. We are a plaything. We have been brought so low that the next head of state of our southern neighbor can make a joke out of us, and not a single nation in the world will speak on our behalf or in our defense. And as one Liberal MP said, a small cabal have taken over the Liberal Party of Canada. Make no mistake, there's a lot of Liberal MPs speaking up, but they are not courageous. They sat on their hands the entire time that Justin Trudeau and Jagmeet Singh have gutted and taken apart this country and reduced us to a joke. They've done nothing. There are no heroes on the left in this nation, though they will try to paint themselves as heroes as we move forward into the future. They're the ones that gave Justin Trudeau the power to be immune from removal. They can't get rid of him. He has to leave voluntarily, or he has to be evicted by his governing coalition partner, Jagmeet Singh, and the rest of the House voting to take him down. The Liberal Party itself made him dictator, essentially for life, until he's out of office anyway, until his government is brought down. Canada has a lot of problems. Canada's been overrun by mass immigration. Our culture is drowning. Our people are suffering. Our cities have been turned into crime holes. We're told that it is wrong to recognize that we are being overrun. We're told that it's wrong and culturally insensitive to point out that people defecating in the streets, just like they do in India, is not really favorable to a first world nation. It's wrong of us to demand that people speak our language. It's wrong of us to demand that people adopt our cultural norms, even as we descend into a criminal hellhole with no real central identity. It's the Liberals, not Justin Trudeau. It's all his partners in the House of Commons, and it's all the people who support the party, who give it money, who go to its fundraisers. They're all responsible for Justin Trudeau and Jagmeet Singh. I would like to see Canada not just be absorbed into the United States. There's an opportunity to open up the Constitution, to open the books back up in this country, and to create a national destiny that is different from the one that we have been pursuing, or to create multiple national destinies. Because you can guarantee that any hope of real and consequential reform in this country, to transform Canada into a, or from a nation that has a king, that is backwards, that has no right of recall, that has whose citizens have no way to advance legislation if they want to. They have no way to get rid of politicians who have become problematic. We are absolutely stranded and stuck with Justin Trudeau and Jagmeet Singh until one of them voluntarily decides to give power back to the people in the form of an election, which really isn't power back to the people. It's your opportunity to mark 1X on a ballot. This country's backwards. It's not just the systems in the country, whether it's the healthcare system or the education system, these are not broken in isolation. The nation itself is a backwards nation. We could do so much better. But as I was saying, trying to get Quebec to go along with anything that actually improves this federation and makes it stronger for the people goes against their national interest, which may be why. And I say national interest because that's what Quebec is, a nation within a nation. It's a province that's set up to take advantage in perpetuity of all the other provinces. It's a province that's set up to bludgeon out of existence the wants and the rights of all the other provinces. So maybe it is time we go our separate ways. Maybe there are multiple national identities that need to emerge from Canada in the wake of all this poking and making fun from the United States. But let's say we don't join America, that the Americans don't take over this nation. Take that off the table for a moment. Should we not do better? The American system, whether you like it or not, is so much better for its people. They have a much greater say, and it's not just the people who have a say, whether it's over their elected politicians at the state and federal level, or whether it's over their judiciary, whether it's advancing ballot initiatives. We don't have that in Canada. We can't advance a ballot initiative. We can't overrule our elected politicians through popular will. We can't do any of that. We don't have any of those privileges. We have to beg our elected members to do things for us. Is it any wonder why they generally don't do anything for us? They don't have to listen. They don't even have to pretend properly. They can come along every 4 years and we can do an election. And then we just have to hope that they do what they say because we have no way of enforcing them. We have nothing. So taking it off the table for a moment that America has a better system and their takeover might arguably lead to better outcomes for the people, I'm not advocating for their takeover. I think we need to open the books on this nation and have a conversation about what it is. Should we have a Senate that is unelected, that the elected people in power can just stock and stack with their cronies so that when they get kicked out of office because the people are frustrated, they can just oppose the elected government for 5 or 10 years? Let's pretend for a moment that we have an election. Pierre Poilievre becomes prime minister, and he actually keeps his promises. He does the things that he claims he's going to do. there's a very real possibility that our unelected, undemocratic Senate will stand in his way. And if it's not them, it'll be our unelected courts, which could oppose any kind of new agenda for 5, 10, 15 years down the road. Because you literally have to wait for them to age out of office, whether it's your judges or whether it's your senators. Is that how a modern democracy should function? Is that something that we as Canadians should be proud of? I don't think so. I think we can do much better. And I think part of the joke that is Canada has to do with how backwards we are. And we all need to have a conversation about that. It's not just that we're backwards when it comes to healthcare, which we are. Our healthcare system is terrible. We have this pride in a myth. And people die every day in service of that myth. And it's terrible. We disincentivize improvement at every step. Because Canadians that pride themselves on being progressive are actually deeply opposed to progress. And that's a problem. That's why our institutions are outdated and backwards. That's why our people have no say. That's why we're one of the most undemocratic nations on the face of the planet. That's why our media is funded and controlled by the state. It's pseudo-private. But look at your local newspaper if you're fortunate enough to still have one. And you'll see in the titles of the journalists that they are effectively government agents. Flip through the advertisements. And you'll see that it is tax dollars that are barely keeping these paper newspapers afloat. When it comes to social media, they're claiming more and more power. Bill C-63, they want to censor all points of view except those that are promoted officially by the government. When they put out these lists and they put Canada at the top in terms of freedom and democracy, know that the people who comprise and compose those lists are themselves glorified communists. They're totalitarians. Take the word communist off the table. They're totalitarians. They want to control everything. So of course they rank Canada so highly because the people here have no power. It's a sad state of affairs. Another sad state of affairs that kind of comes out of all this is the disappointment that I feel when I look at what Elon Musk has done in the last few days. It's not a matter of agreeing or disagreeing with Musk. It's that this is a guy who speaks about DEI and how DEI must die. He's tweeted all of this stuff about how these programs are racist in themselves, and he seems to understand that. But when it comes to actually understanding that DEI and hiring policies that favor non-nationals disproportionately keep white Americans out of the job market, not only does he deny that fact, he demonstrates he's unable to understand that fact, and that the people who are trying to bring that fact to his attention, he literally targets. Their accounts are stripped of their paid status, or they're completely banned outright. I posted his response to a tweet. He says, "Why do you lie?" The person whose account was nuked, all they said was, "Elon wants to replace American workers with foreign workers." And their account was destroyed for that, personally by Elon Musk himself. That's not free speech. And when you demonetize people who paid a lot of money to have not only monetization, but certain grades of verification on the new X platform because they speak out against visa programs that will displace American jobs, that's not free speech. Now, people have said to me, and they're correct, it's Elon Musk's sandbox. He can do what he wants with it. But when you're a man who gets on top of your soapbox and you claim to be a champion of free speech and you virtue signal that you bought Twitter so that you could free the bird, so that you could bring free speech back, and then you clearly abuse your power to destroy those who disagree with you, that's a pretty troubling sign. Now, I have never had an issue with legal immigration in general, but I think Canada can be a canary in a coal mine for Americans. We've done a lot of legal immigration in Canada, and we've done it very wrong, and we've broken our country. We're broke, we're overrun, our culture's on the ropes, and we can't even keep peace in our cities. We have massive criminal organizations in this country that use Canada as a production warehouse to export drugs and human trafficking into the United States. And that is clear now. And legal immigration brought us here. Mass legal immigration. And now you see the government, even this government that so hates Canada and so hates its people, trying to reverse course, trying to get 4 million people here to voluntarily deport themselves. We're going to see how that works out. One way or another, we're going to have a change of government soon. Jagmeet Singh's pension's almost locked in. The wait's almost over. Like I said, they have to bring the government down before October in order for them to have narrative credibility, because that's all it is. They don't want to have real credibility. They want to be able to spin a story to the public. It's so sad. It's so sad. But anyway, Jagmeet's about to have his pension, so we're probably going to get the election. And Pierre Poilievre's going to come in here, and he's going to try and fix some of these things. And I genuinely believe that he is going to try and fix some of these things. I don't think he has a choice. I think even if the Liberals were able to come up with another leader and somehow convince the public to vote for them, they would have to address some of these problems that they created too. Or the nation's just going to sunder. It's going to fragment. It's going to fall apart. We are a joke on the world stage now. At some point, you have to reverse that, or you have to face the fact that Canada itself might fragment. In order for progress to be made, genuine progress for this nation, we either have to open the Constitution back up and create a brand new governing system that's modern, or the nation itself might have to fragment into different individual parts. And that might bother a lot of people. But we can't keep going the way that we're going. We're losing ourselves. We're losing our national identity. We're told we're not even allowed to have a national identity. The very magnet that draws people here is under attack by almost every institution in this country. It can't go on. It can't go on. And my throat's getting tickly, so that's about all I want to say today. I was planning to paint the office and to rebuild, but what I ended up doing, because I felt the need to speak, I just hastily reassembled everything in its new location, so I'm not looking at a wall anymore. I can actually see the room, and I can see out a window, which is really nice. But I hope you have a good finish to 2024. I think if the big picture is bothersome, if it's causing you a lot of stress, I know it does me sometimes, especially since X has tweaked its algorithm. Now all you're seeing is violence and weird clickbaity TikTok things, and it's not even the same anymore. It's putting all the problems in your face, and it's doesn't really like solutions. It's becoming more and more toxic, just like every other social media. I mean, Facebook's the same. Facebook's been that way forever. The stuff that appears in my feed, I don't even go on Facebook. I go on there for Marketplace to see what's going on and to communicate with a couple family members. But like when I open my Facebook page, I don't open to my feed. I open to my notifications. I almost never go to my feed. I check for direct messages. I go to Marketplace and I avoid my feed because it's a toxic waste dump of things I didn't ask for. And I'm afraid that X is going down that same road. And I'm also afraid that, I mean, the censorship of Twitter seems to be making a comeback. We're in the post-election world. Trump's not even in office yet. Musk has been a Republican for what? 2-3 months? And he's trying to dictate what the Republican Party can and can't say? Folks, I'm a fan of SpaceX. I'm a fan of Starlink. I'm a fan of a lot of things that Musk has done. I'm a fan of his purchase of Twitter. But if you can't see some troubling signs, some writing on the wall, at this point, you know, maybe try opening your eyes. Because the things that were said about visa programs in the United States were not all that controversial. If you can't put a link, if you can't put together how DEI initiatives are in tandem with an immigration system that favors foreigners over nationals, if you can't put together how that is targeting white Americans and keeping them out of the job market, and I don't know what to say to you. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.